CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 17th of December 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Thanks to all newsreaders and listeners, RSGB releases Measuring Spectrum Pollution video. SDR book is a surprise bestseller. Next weekend you'll see the final GB2RS News broadcast for 2017. The RSGB would like to thank the loyal band of news reading volunteers for their services to the amateur community throughout the year. We would also like to thank those that listen to the news each week and call in to the news readers after the broadcast. There will be no news readings on the 31st of December. Normal service returns on the 7th of January. The RSGB has released the video of the RSGB convention lecture by Alwyn Seeds, GHDOH, on measuring spectrum pollution at VHF and UHF. Members can view it via the RSGB video portal. This lecture is the basis for the article in the January Radcom, written in conjunction with John, G4BAO, on the same subject. RSGB members can find the video via the RSGB video portal, which is www.rsgb.org/videos. Last orders for UK delivery at the RSGB shop is 10 a.m. on the 20th of December. RSGB members should note that RSGB members' book vouchers run out at the same time. An interesting story comes from the RSGB shop this week and involves the new RSGB software-defined radio book. First detailed in the January Radcom, which has only just started arriving on doorsteps, over a third of the book's print run sold within the first 24 hours. So if you're thinking about using your voucher on this book, don't delay. You can read all about the book on page 77 of the January Radcom. The National Radio Centre in Bletchley Park will play host to GB17 Yota call sign on the 30th and 31st of December as part of Youngsters on the Air month. There'll be an opportunity for licensed visitors to operate the station. If you're an RSGB member, you can also print a voucher for free entry to Bletchley Park. See https://therSGB.org/members/portal/BP vouchers/. All enthusiasts are welcome to the event, both young and old, licensed or not. If you need more information, please email youth.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Over the past few years, various members of the contest support committee have been involved in producing a definitive list of past winners of the contest trophies. The collected information is not necessarily complete, as some trophies have been awarded for almost 100 years. It's now available on the RSGBCC website, www.rsgbcc.org/cgi-bin/trophies.pl. Please do take a look at that page. If you've won a trophy in the past and the information is missing or incorrect, please let us know. You can contact Jackie, G6XSY, emails to trophies@rsgbcc.org. The South African Radio League will host the 2018 Youngsters on the Air, YOTA, annual camp. This annual event brings together young people from Region 1 and elsewhere for a week, creating an opportunity to learn about different nationalities and cultures, foster international friendships and goodwill, and learn new amateur radio skills. Several articles on the UK 2007 event at Gilwell Park appeared during the year in Radcom, and there are several videos on the RSGB website. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. No rallies in the diary before Christmas, but on the 29th of December, the Yeovil Amateur Radio Club Tabletop Rally takes place at Sparkford Village Hall, Church Road, Sparkford in Somerset, BA227JN. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News and Radcom or on the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Our list of rallies for 2018 is still quite sparse, so if you're a rally organiser or know one, please let us know the details as soon as possible. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, John N9MDH will be in Togo as 5 Victor 7 Japan Echo until the end of May. Main activity will be digimodes on the warp bands. Volker DJ 8VW will be active as 5 Papa 8 Victor Whiskey from Romo Island, that's IOTA EU125, until the 23rd of December. He'll be operating SSB, CW and FT8 on 160 to 6 metre bands. QSLs are preferred via Club Log OQRS as well as EQSL. Logbook of the World or via DJ8VW, either direct or via the Bureau. Georg NZ1C will be active holiday style as TK stroke call sign from Corsica until the 24th of December. He'll be operating CW and FT8 with MSSB RITI and PSK 42 10 meter bands, QSL DD5ZZ. Kirk DF2XG is on the air as 3 Whiskey 9 XG from Haiphong in Vietnam. While they're on a work assignment, activity is in his spare time, 10 to 40 metre bands, using CW, QSL via operator's instructions. Vlad UA4WHX will soon be on the air as 4 Lima stroke call sign from Georgia. Activity will be 17 to 40 metre bands using CW, SSB and RITI. His length of stay is unknown, QSL home call. Ernest J69 Zulu is operating as 8 Papa 9 Japan Bravo from Barbados, NA021, until the 2nd of January. Activity 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL home call. Maori AJ1LE is on the air as E51DXX from Rarotonga, OC013, until the 29th of December. Activity holiday style HF bands using SSB, PSK31 and FT8, QSL home call. Now for special event news, the main special event station news is GB7 Yota for youngsters on the air. This call sign will be aired by clubs up and down the country during the month of December. Today, the 17th, we'll see Durham and District ARS operating the call sign. This is followed on the 20th and 22nd by Castle Russian High School, and then on the 23rd and 24th by Mid-Ulster ARC. A list of activations is on page 8 of December's Radcom. 2E0XLG will be on the air for the third Robin Hood Special Yuletide VHF Award activity from Irby in North Yorkshire on the 17th of December. Activity will be 2 metres FM between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. More details, www.robinhoodradio.uk. Special event station YP2018HNY will be on the air from the 15th of December to the 15th of January, celebrating Christmas and the New Year. Activity will be HF bands QSL Y03 KPA. Alex 5 Bravo 4 ALX is on the air as special event station 5B4 Xmas from Cyprus until the 31st of December. Activity 160 to 10 metre bands using CW, SSB and various digital modes, QSL via IZ4AMS. Now the contest news, the UK 6 metre group winter marathon continues. There are no set operating times, just work as many locator squares as you can. You can upload your log as many times as you like whilst you build your score. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 MHz FM activity contest runs from 19:00 to 20:00 UTC. It's followed at 20:00 to 22:30 UTC by the 70 MHz UK activity contest, where all modes may be used. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled from G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, the solar flux index nudged into the low 70s, although the sun remained spotless. The enhanced solar wind from a coronal hole pushed the K index to 4, and it remained around 3 for long periods during the week, so these were far from ideal for F2 layer DX on the higher bands, but there were good openings to be had. Last weekend's ARRL 10-metre contest benefited from some extended sporadic E openings around Europe, The openings were possibly caused by a strong jet stream activity over Central and Northern Europe. And this is a reminder that it's worth checking 10 metres now and again to see if the band is open. Others have reported good mid to late afternoon openings on 40 metres, with Australasia and the Pacific being worked at times. This is classic midwinter propagation, and it's worth looking out for. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the low to mid-70s. Another Earth-facing coronal hole on the Sun's equator on Thursday will no doubt result in high-speed solar wind stream. NOAA predicts that this has the potential to push the K index up to 5 this weekend and Monday, with the possibility of depressed maximum usable frequencies under auroral conditions. The K index may settle again from Tuesday onwards, so the best advice is to concentrate on the long winter nights, with 40 metres possibly opening up from late afternoon, and the potential for DX on 168 and 40 metres through the night and at sunrise. Now for VHF and up. After a cold end to the week, there'll be a marked change as high pressure returns across the southern half of Britain during this weekend. Much of the country will have good conditions and the chances of fairly widespread tropo at times during the week. The models are in agreement with developing a large high over Biscay, which would go on to produce lift conditions over the southern half of the UK and much of the continent. Windier conditions over northern areas will limit the tropo activity over Scotland, but even here some enhancement of conditions is possible at times. With the Geminid shower peak now over, we revert to more normal meteor scatter conditions until January quarantines, with early mornings continuing to be the best time for making QSOs. With moon apogee and minimum declination on Tuesday, EME possibilities will be short and path losses high, so it may be a good week to make some pre-Christmas QSOs during the various artificial satellites at our disposal. That's it from the propagation team for this week. It's also all from me. Until next week.